When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Oh, Coca-Cola. Gotta love it. It's Wendy Snyder here, and it's Sunday morning here on 720 WGN. And we here at WGN Radio are celebrating America's 250th birthday. And on Sundays, I want to share some of the iconic brands that have been around almost as long as the United States of America. I have a can of something right in my hand right now. It's Diet Coke, but as one of the best-known brands in the world, Coke has been popular for hundreds of years, and it's used in a variety of ways, from, of course, quenching thirsts. You can tenderize meat with Coca-Cola. If you have rusty tools, it acts as a cleaning agent. It is very versatile.
Well, I never heard that before.
Yeah, I have. If you put something rusty in a can of Coke, it's supposed to be like brand new. You know what? I have some rusty shears in the backyard. I am going to try that later today. And the bottom shelf of our refrigerator, Diet Coke for me, regular Coca-Cola for the boys. So we always have Coke in the house. I know, whatever. I love it. It was also used as medicine. It was founded in 1886 by Dr. John S. Pemberton in Atlanta, Georgia. Coca-Cola began as a medicinal tonic sold at soda fountains. It was originally touted as a cure for common ailments, and there was cocaine in it from the coca leaf and caffeine-rich extracts of the cola nut.
That's where they get the coca.
Yes.
Portion of the name.
Now, the brand quickly gained popularity, and by 1892... Asa Candler had acquired the rights to Coca-Cola, and he formed the Coca-Cola Company. By the way, the cocaine was removed from Coca-Cola's formula
a long time ago.
But 1903, so it went a little while with the cocaine in it.
I guess so, yeah.
Some fun facts here. Coca-Cola sales rose from about 9,000 gallons of syrup in 1890 to over 370,000 gallons in 1900. So just in like 10 years, between 1890 and 1900, syrup making plants were established in Dallas, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. The product came to be sold in every U.S. state and territory, as well as Canada. That's between 1890 and 1900. I guess I didn't really realize how long Coke's been around.
Yeah, it has been there. I was going to say the 1800s. So,
yeah.
You filled us in on the origins of that.
Now, it was capitalized at $100,000 in 1892. That's when it was incorporated. And the Coca-Cola Company was sold in 1919 for $25 million. So from $100,000... then it sold for $25 million.
In 1919?
Yes.
Think about how much money that was back then, and think about how much money that would be in today's dollars. Wow.
A lot of Coke you could buy with all that money.
Yes.
Here are the real fun facts. Coke, the trademark Coke, first used in advertising in 1941. It was registered in 1945. This is the stuff that blows my mind. In 1946, the company purchased rights to Fanta, or do you say Funta?
Fanta.
I do, too. It's a soft drink previously developed in Germany. Orange Fanta is still delicious to this day. 1946, that came about. Coca-Cola partnered with McDonald's to sell branded soft drinks in 1955. An exclusive partnership that lasted until 2007, when some locations began selling Pepsi products, and then they closed down. No, they didn't.
No.
I took the Pepsi challenge. I do not drink Pepsi products at all.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of get your taste going, and you can't deviate from it.
I feel like it's hard to find people that actually like Coke and Pepsi. Like, I'm one of them, but I feel like people are always trying to choose one over the other.
It's one over the other, yeah. And you, now, Wendy, you will remember this. I don't know if our younger compatriots will remember this or not. But do you remember when they made a big deal about the new Coke?
Yeah.
Remember that? And it didn't last long at all.
Yeah.
They tried it. It flopped.
85.
Okay, 85. Yeah. I was going to say the mid-80s.
Yeah.
They made such a big deal out of that. Nobody liked it. And then they just said, well, okay, we're going back to the old formula, which is top secret. Absolutely top secret.
I will discuss that a little bit, but yeah, the new Coke failed miserably. It was not good.
I don't remember trying it.
I do. I am a Coke-aholic. I really am. I've been... All right, so the Coke bottle, you know, the contoured Coca-Cola bottle, mm-hmm. that was first introduced in 1916. I mean, this is blowing my mind as we celebrate 250 years of America. They purchased Minute Maid in 1960, so they're in the orange juice market. Sprite was introduced in 1961. The lemon lime drink Sprite.
Yeah, I remember the ads on TV for Sprite. That was a competitor or kind of a, you know, a counterpart to 7-Up.
Yep.
Same type of soft drink.
Exactly. And honestly, I do have a picky palate because I liked 7-Up better than Sprite.
Do you? Yeah.
I did.
It's not as sweet as Sprite is.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. Now, do you remember Tab?
My dad
passed away when I was 10. He was a juvenile diabetes. What is that? Type 1,
I
think?
Type 1, yes.
Yeah. So he couldn't have sugar. So we didn't have sugar because my mom thought if we had anything with sugar in it, we'd get diabetes immediately. Because back in the day, that's what they thought. So we had Tab all the time. That's Coca-Cola's first Diet Cola. Sugar-free Tab was launched in 1963. They don't still make that, do they? I haven't seen it.
Isn't it just so. Diet Coke?
No.
This is something
tight.
Very different.
I got more for you, little Eli. Sit on Grandma's knee. Fresca. I love Fresca.
Fresca was good.
It was added to the Coca-Cola stable in 1966. In 1978, Coca-Cola became the only company allowed to sell cold packaged beverages in the People's Republic of China. They really are successful. Diet Coke, introduced in 1982, the company introduced its low-calorie, sugar-free soft drink Diet Coke, originally named Diet Coca-Cola. Then, as Schwani mentioned, in an effort to address its decline in market share, the company adopted a new flavor of Coca-Cola in April of 1985. They used a formula it developed through taste tests. Liars. I don't believe it. New Coke was not well received, though. Owing to the public outcry, Coca-Cola revived its original flavor in July, which was then marketed as Coca-Cola Classic, and I believe that's what
right.
you see
yeah,
on
yeah,
there now.
Coca-Cola Classic. Then there was also a Coke Zero.
Yes.
Zero-calorie Coke.
That's still out there.
Is that still there? Yeah.
Yeah. See, there. I was just going to say there are different camps. I am Diet Coke, which I believe there's the difference is either aspartame or NutraSweet.
It's the different amount of sweeteners that they're using in it.
Yes.
Artificial sweeteners.
Because I think NutraSweet is New Coke, or what do you drink, Coke Zero?
Coke Zero.
I don't like it. I only like my Diet Coke. Honestly, you guys, it's so weird. I really have a picky palate. And I thought this was worth mentioning. In 1992, the Coca-Cola company introduced its first bottle made partially from recycled plastic, and it was a major innovation in the industry at the time. So back in 1992, they started the recycling. As of today, 2026, Coca-Cola occupies a 45% share of the U.S. beverage market, which is a testament to its staying power. It contains a whopping 39 grams of sugar per can, but doesn't matter if you're doing Diet Coke. And Coca-Cola today has occupied, it's become the largest beverage company in the world. So in honor of America's 250th birthday, go ahead and have a Coke and a smile today, whether it be Diet Coke, Coca-Cola Classic, Coke Zero, Fanta, whatever.
Now, so. I'm going to date myself, as I usually do when we talk about things like this, but I actually can remember buying bottles of Coke for as little as a dime or 15 cents.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't believe
that.
Me, do you?
No, I believe you, but I don't remember that. In the little machines, you get those
in
little
the machine,
bottles.
In the pop machines, yeah. Or soda machines, as they used to call them. Yeah.
Well, if you want, we are all celebrating America's 250th birthday at WGN Radio, and you can go to WGNRadio.com and look under Spirit of America, and each of the shows featuring different things as we celebrate America's 250th birthday. So, happy birthday, USA! And I'm going to get back to my Diet Coke during the commercial break. And then I want to talk more memes on this 6-7 weekend here on 720 WGN.